It's Adam and Haley in the morning. Thanks so much for listening to us.
The music update, the Daily Haley, Team Adam, Team Haley, everything you missed this morning right here.
Adam and Haley in the morning on demand starts right now.
Check it out.
Music.
Here we go.
106.1 WNGC.
Your Georgia country.
Music.
Update.
When I saw this, my jaw hit the floor. I had to keep refreshing the post to make sure what I was seeing was right just because it was so unexpected. But we are so incredibly happy for them. Brantley Gilbert and his wife Amber shared they are expecting baby number 3. They posted the sweetest announcement on Instagram. They were at the beach. They had their kids there with them, and they were holding up the baby pictures, like the sonogram pictures.
It is no longer man on man for them, which is maybe a disadvantage. Team kids. When you have more than parents than kids, like 3 on 2, it's a little tough.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Yeah, that's true. I'm excited for them, though. I mean, I know that Brantley and his wife are both incredible parents, and I'm just excited that they're going to be welcoming a new baby into the world. So hopefully everything goes well with that, and we'll keep you updated as we learn the baby's gender and the baby names and see pictures and all the fun stuff that comes with it.
Wait, is somebody getting baby fever in here?
Is that what it sounds like?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, well, no, it's not happening. No baby for me anytime soon. I'm just going to cheer on Brantley and his wife and not worry about me. And Parker McCollum was asked who he thinks is the biggest star in country music. This is a really hard question to answer because there's Lainey Wilson, Luke Combs, Morgan Wallen. It's hard to pick, but he had an answer ready, and I think a lot of people would agree with him here.
I mean, I don't think anybody ever catches Wallen. I know it's a different kind of country. You know, it's a lot more hip-hop based, and so if you really care to, dissect it that much, which I don't, you know, I don't really care what people call certain kinds of music. If I believe it, when they open their mouth and they sing it, if I believe them, like I believe Morgan when he sings those songs. Yeah, I buy it.
He's authentic, and I think that's what people love about Morgan. It's what people love about Luke Combs and Lainey Wilson and all of the country stars who have ever been in country music.
Well, listen, he nailed it, too, because if you don't believe what they're singing, it kind of just goes over your head and it's on to the next. So it's good stuff. We're going up to about 67 today. We'll get that rain showers in the afternoon. Good morning. Hey, 106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country at 6:30 on Adam and Haley in the morning. Going to get you ready to get you $1,000 coming up at 8 o'clock for pay your bills. Maybe you spent a little bit too much money. Maybe you need to pay things, Haley.
I definitely spent too much money planning for this graduation party. I don't even want to know how much money I spent.
The most anticipated party was Haley's husband, Alex's graduation party. I feel the music bump into that right now.
What is this music? That we did not play any music like this at the party. No.
All I can remember now.
We played country music for sure.
I want to tell everybody this was a huge deal here on the show for about a month. The Saturday morning, I'm driving up to Carnesville, and I get this text. Haley sends me and our boss pictures of the cupcakes. Look amazing. Sends Alex with the cupcakes. Then sends a pool float that looked like a hot pepper. Then sends a picture of an adult drink with a big mug. And it's 9:30 in the morning. That's what kind of party I was thinking of.
It was that kind of party. I mean, we started 9:30, 10 o'clock, and people were just coming through really all day long. Now, I did go in with the whole drop in as you please between 2 and 6, which we had that whole discussion on putting an end time on things. But people ended up staying longer than 6 o'clock. Some people ended up staying the night, but that's okay because alcohol was involved. And whenever that's involved, of course, you don't want people driving. So.
I do distinctly remember you talking about how people weren't going to stay over and all of that. And you're just like, nah, my mom, they don't want to stay. I mean, your mom was adamant about having them stay.
Yeah. So Alex's family came and kind of dropped in and out. And my family came and kind of dropped in and out. But then our close friends, like people that we hang out with typically, they ended up staying the night, which was a lot of fun. But we did like a nacho bar, which went over so well. If you're ever party planning and you want something that's like a crowd pleaser that everyone's going to like, it's easy. We did a whole pan of beef, a whole pan of shredded chicken. And we just made like a salsa chicken that you make it in the crock pot, shredded chicken, and you pour salsa in.
I don't see any leftovers that you brought in today.
There weren't any leftovers. But yeah, we did that. And then we did all the toppings for it, which was really good. Then we made this whole jug of like margarita that people could have. We did a sangria drink. We did lemonade, of course. And then we had like the Modelo beers, I guess, because it was a fiesta. So we wanted it to be on theme.
And how did the man of the hour, the man that it was for, how did he love it?
He was so just surprised and impressed because he thought we were going to be having a get together. He knew that was happening. But my family tends to go all out, and he doesn't come from a family who goes all out for that kind of stuff. It's just like they get together and they have dinner, and that's what they enjoy doing. So when he saw all the decorations, he was like, oh, like, you guys really went all out for this. Because I had a pinata up. I did a whole photo booth area, which I have pictures up on the Your Georgia Country Facebook page if you want to see how it turned out. But I went all out, and I think he was impressed by it.
And the pinata was full of candy?
It was full of candy and some beverages.
Ah!
Some other fun things.
Just in case you want to plan a party and it happens to be the same theme that Haley did for her husband, Alex, it's up at Your Georgia Country. Check the Facebook page right there for everything.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hello there.
Good morning.
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning. Yeah.
We may now begin our day.
Time to wake up, North Georgia.
106.1 WNGC.
Your Georgia Country.
It's time.
The people need to know.
For the Daily Haley.
Haley. Wake up!
Now, here's Haley.
So, comedian Jerry Seinfeld gave the commencement speech at Duke University in North Carolina, and as he was being introduced, you could hear people booing him on the live stream, which I thought was crazy. With such a big name, you would think people would be excited, whether you like him or you hate him. But there was definitely an overwhelming amount of people that were just booing him as he came up on the stage to give the commencement speech. But once he got into the speech, it seemed like the booing stopped and people started actually listening. And he seemed to stay away from politics or anything that was really off the wall in his speech, which I think was a good move for him.
I can't imagine how sick you are of hearing about following your passion. I say, the hell with passion. Find something you can do. That would be great. If you try something and it doesn't work, that's okay too. Most things do not work. Most things are not good.
What's a thing to say as you're graduating college and going into the workforce? Come on.
I feel like it was a little bit pessimistic.
Yeah.
But also entertaining. Like, at least it wasn't the same old, you know, build your own story.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Define your life. So, I don't know. I mean, people were kind of split on whether or not they liked it or hated it. But
define your life.
That's what people say when you're graduating. It's always the weirdest sayings that they have. But I think it'd be cool just to have somebody that's that well-known give any sort of speech at a commencement ceremony. So, kudos to him. And Kevin Hart received the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor. This happened back in March, but it actually just started airing on Netflix on Saturday. This was him accepting his award up on stage.
Hey, man, I'm a student of comedy. They're looking over there and going, wow. I got Jerry Seinfeld, Chris Rock, and Dave Chappelle that came out on a night for me.
I canceled plans.
There is nothing that can mean more than that. And my dream is real, and my dream doesn't stop today. My dream is amplified more. So I accept this award, and more importantly, I love you.
Okay, can I just say that I feel like the worst job in the history of jobs would be to try and be a comedian.
Oh, yeah, 100%, because you feel terrible, right, if it doesn't work?
If it doesn't work, if you offend somebody, the pressure of getting on stage and knowing that everybody is there for you to make them laugh. Like, if you don't make them laugh, you failed. I feel like that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, it's a job you can't fail, and I agree. Also, Kevin Hart has two speeds, one where he's on stage and one where he's off. And it sounds like he's ready for bed, and that sounded like he was ready for bed.
He was probably tired. Yeah. It was probably a long award ceremony and award show. But yeah, you can catch that on Netflix right now. And the Braves, a big congrats to them. They took home two wins against the Mets over the weekend. I wanted to give a shout out to the Braves. I know we don't talk about it every day, but they've had a really good season so far, and it seems promising.
It does, and there's been a lot of complaints about the offense, and it's just fine. I mean, a couple games back of the Phillies, but look, it's, what is it, May? Nah, it'd be fine.
And that's what we have to remember about baseball, too. Like, the season is so long. Even if we have some losses, even if we have some bad times, that doesn't mean the team's not good. So excited for them. They will play the Cubs at 7:20 today.
Yeah, they're home all week, so exciting stuff here. We're going up to 67 degrees today. 106.1 WNGC, your Georgia Country. Adam and Haley in the morning. Wanted to remind you, coming up with The Secret Celebrity, if you want to go to another amazing show coming through at the end of the month here, Parker McCollum is going to be over at Ameris Bank Amphitheater. I know it's one of the shows you had talked about, Haley.
Huge going tickets, and we'll hook you up later this morning.
You know, what's your summer strategy for this summer since the kids are getting out of school in less than 2 weeks? I've been thinking about it here, and we kind of wanted yours in terms of, are you going to keep the kids busy or let them just veg out? Then that's kind of one of the things. Now my kids are checking out mentally of school. They know they have 8 days left, and they're just like wanting to stay home, wanting to stay up late. I'm like, nah, we got eight more days. But then once May 24th comes and they leave at 2 o'clock, that's when it starts. And I'm not fully prepared for it simply because I was thinking about this two ways, and I don't know which way to go, Haley. And this is where I'm kind of scatterbrained. Is do you keep them busy with, obviously, we have All-Star Baseball. Mm-hmm. We want to do summer basketball. Aspen, my son, wants to do camps. Piper has cheer basically all summer. But then you're looking and go, they're only this young once, and I want them to enjoy their summers.
Yeah.
And that's the struggle that I have. And I'm wondering if other people have that and what their strategies are about.
I mean, I've seen it both ways. I've seen parents who have their kids involved in every type of summer camp you can possibly have them involved in. They're going to groups with their friends. They're having play dates every other day. And then you have parents who do just kind of let their kids get on their iPads, get on their phones, do their own thing. I feel like it really depends on how your kids act. I know that you've had problems before because we've talked about it with Aspen and Piper wanting to be on their iPads or their technology more than you like. Do you think if you just let them do their own thing, that's what they're going to do? Or will they still right. want to go outside and do all the other stuff too?
See, that's it. Is it? Are they going to have a nice balance? And look, you can take them away. You can do whatever you want. But at some point, they're going to find their way back yeah. to those things. There's nothing you can do. The other thing I'm struggling with, though, is, you know, I know parents and I've coached their kids before that they have got to be doing everything. They've got to be on three yeah. baseball teams because you've got to be on that many to be good. Your kid is not going to make the major leagues. It's just not going to happen. And so what do? Do you get them all in every sort of program, every sort of sport, every sort of thing, and their whole summer is gone? Because we yeah. usually, we only get about 8-9 weeks of summer here in Georgia.
And I think it naturally helps people kind of divide it and make that separation during the school year because you do have school to focus on, and then you're practicing maybe after school, but there's not a whole lot of time for anything else. But you're right, with sports especially, parents take it to the extreme, and when they have that summer, it's like, let's put my kid in this and let's do private uh-huh. lessons and let's do coaching camp. And I agree with you, that can be really overwhelming and can cause kids to burn out of sports too.
So how is your strategy looking for this summer if you got kids? 800-849-1061. What are you doing with them? What are they going to be doing? Hit us up with that. Back to Adam and Haley in the morning. Who is this and where are you from?
Hey, this is Miranda from Gainesville, Georgia.
Hi, Miranda. What's your strategy this summer for the kids?
To survive. I work from home, so I'm just going to let them go cam on whatever they want to do.
I didn't think about that. I'm sure a lot of parents are in that position, especially since after COVID when people started working from home more. You're at the house all day with them, and they can be as loud as they want. They can run around. There's not much that you can do because you're trying to get your work done on your computer. You're in and out of meetings.
Right. So outside, on iPads, I don't really care the summer. It's just to survive.
We'll check on you in August, you know, just to see if you survive.
Yeah, I need help. Thank you.
106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country. Team Adam, Team Haley. Sponsored by Mark Spain Real Estate.
You two are my dynamic duo.
And go team!
It's time to pick a side.
These are the best, Team Adam and Team Haley's. When we get them from you guys, our mm-hmm. listeners, at yourgeorgiacountry.com, you can submit your thing, story, that you want us to settle on Team Adam and Team Haley.
This one today comes from one of our WNGC family members in Gainesville that needs your advice. She said, quote, one of my boyfriend's closest friends doesn't come around anymore. He used to come over once a week, but it's like he's fallen off the face of the earth. She says he still responds to texts and calls and will even make plans with her boyfriend, but then doesn't show up the day of. She said, my boyfriend thinks we shouldn't look too far into it, but I think we should confront him and make sure everything is okay.
Well, I don't think there's any problem with this. I mean, he's responding to the texts. He's responding to the calls. Sometimes it happens when things come up. Life is busy. I think that there's no big deal about this. Absolutely no big deal.
But he used to come over once a week, according to her. I feel like something has changed and there's some sort of issue, and one of them should reach out and say, hey, is everything okay? I've noticed that you haven't been coming around. Can you explain what's going on? Because they're making plans and he's just not showing up.
I'm telling you right now, Team Adam, is life happens. When you, even in a year, how much different your life was a year ago, Haley, than it is now? And his life may just be that much different, and there's no reason to go crazy and go, oh, I think there's something wrong. What do they think of us? Why aren't they coming over? Well, they're still responding. They're still texting and calling, or if you call them. So I don't think that there's any issue with this at all. I think you should just leave them alone and say, nope, no issue.
See, this is my problem, and this is because I'm so paranoid. I start thinking to myself, well, what if something's going on behind the scenes? What if he's dealing with some sort of health problem or is having an issue at home that you don't know about and maybe he's not sharing, but he is needing somebody to reach out and check on him? You know, maybe him not showing up is actually him calling for help.
I don't think so either. I think they would call for help. I really do. I think it is all right. Don't freak out. Leave them alone on that. It's not a big deal. Team Adam is not a big deal. Nothing. Team Haley is. It's a huge deal. We need to figure this out.
I think a quick text message. Hey, we've noticed that you haven't been coming around. She could put her boyfriend and the friend in a group message and could just say, like,
drama.
We noticed something's going on. We're a little bit worried about it. And we're starting to question our friendship. Can you explain what's happening?
Which side are you taking? Team Adam or Team Haley on this? 800-849-1061. The Your Georgia Country Facebook page has this up too for Team Adam and Team Haley. This morning's Team Adam and Team Haley comes from one of our listeners in Gainesville who's very concerned about someone.
This is a really tricky situation. She says, quote, one of my boyfriend's closest friends doesn't come around anymore. He used to come over once a week, but it's like he's fallen off the face of the earth. She says he still responds to texts and calls and stuff.
That's good.
But will make plans with the boyfriend and then not show up the day of.
It's fine. That happens all the time.
She wants to confront the boyfriend and say, hey, what's going on? Is anything wrong? Which I think is the right thing to do just to make sure he's okay. But the boyfriend doesn't want her to do that either.
No, and I agree with him. No big deal. It happens. Life's busy. We're taking your votes, by the way, at Your Georgia Country on the Facebook page, which they're starting to stack up. And I'm seeing, unfortunately, they're voting for you.
Jason on Facebook says, Team Haley, but only the boyfriend should ask. The girlfriend shouldn't be involved because you probably won't get an answer. I do think that might be a good way to go about it, though. Like, have the boyfriend reach out. Maybe the girlfriend shouldn't reach out. She should just kind of sit back and chill, and the guys should have the conversation.
Oh, no. Good morning, WNGC.
Team Haley in Gainesville, Georgia.
Why do you say Team Haley?
I know a couple of people who I talk to on a day-to-day basis. If they go for 2 weeks without calling, I'm thinking something crazy will happen.
Yeah, it's scary. What is the harm in reaching out and just making sure that everything's okay and just confronting the problem?
Yeah, I agree with you 100%.
I think you guys are freaking out over nothing. Hey, 1061 WNGC, Your Georgia Country. This is how drama starts. And Team Adam and Team Haley is all about this story we got from a listener in Gainesville this morning that once settled by us. And I think this is how drama starts.
I don't think this is drama. She's worried about her boyfriend's friend. The boyfriend's friend used to come around all the time. They used to hang out. But now he doesn't show up to anything. So she just wants to confront him or have her boyfriend confront him and say, hey, what's going on? Is there a problem we don't know about? I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Katie on Facebook says, Team Haley, it's important to check on friends who start to or not do normal things that they used to do. It could be a sign of depression. Not saying it is, but just ask if they're okay. And that's exactly how I feel. What's the harm in asking?
Hey, Nicole and Buford, good morning. Which team are you on?
I'm going to say Team Adam because I think that with it being the boyfriend's friend, this is how men deal with things. They deal with it different than us women do. We want to know what's going on. My husband would definitely not reach out because he's responding to text messages. Now, Haley, if it was the girlfriend, I would say go for it. But I think the dudes just need to handle it the way that the dudes handle it. And that's different than the way we women do. So Team Adam this morning.
Yeah, no big deal. I love that one.
And that's probably what the girlfriend's thinking, too. She probably wants to get involved because that's what she would do if it was her friend. You're probably right. They could just handle the problem differently. I see where you're coming from there.
Yeah, the guys handle it differently. So
1061 WNGC, Your Georgia Country on Team Adam and Team Haley this morning. Who's want to get a vote in? Who are you?
Oh, this is David Cook. I live in Bogart, Georgia. I think I am going to have to go with Team Haley on this one.
Oh, David. Let me down, man. Why are you doing that?
Sorry. I'm the same way. If somebody makes plans with me and don't show up, and if they used to come over once a week and they all of a sudden just quit without saying nothing, I would get worried.
Yeah, it's rude, first off, if there's not a reason behind it. And also, there has to be, you know, some sort of reason if it's happening like that. Like, and there's no harm in reaching out.
Life is so busy anymore. Everybody's busy.
If they're such good friends, it's more like family. If your family don't show up when they make plans, wouldn't you be worried?
Yeah, and that's just being a good friend, reaching out.
Listen, I'm still a good friend and family member. Even sometimes I do that.
Well, there you go.
Did I say that out loud? Hey, 1061 WNGC, Your Georgia Country, about to wrap it up with Team Adam and Team Haley this morning from our listeners. And again, if you want to get your dispute settled on Team Adam and Team Haley, you can go to the Your Georgia Country Facebook page. There's a place where you can get in all that, and we'd love to settle this.
And that's exactly what our listener in Gainesville did. She had this big issue. One of her boyfriend's close friends wasn't coming around anymore, and she was really concerned about it. It doesn't sound like her boyfriend was. She wanted to confront the friend and say, hey, like, why have you stopped hanging out with us? What's going on? And her boyfriend did not want to confront him and thought it probably wasn't a big deal.
No, it's not. Not at all.
Chris on Facebook says, guys cannot see each other for 20 to 25 years and pick up right where they left off. Do not read too much into this. Katrina says, Team Haley, it couldn't hurt to try to find out what's going on here. And that's where I come from. I get what you're saying, Adam. It's probably not a big deal. This probably isn't a huge thing. But also, what is the harm in asking? What if he's sitting there thinking to himself, I haven't shown up to all these different things and my friends haven't reached out to check on me?
That'll be annoying. He'd be like, that's annoying. Stop. Good morning.
I think that's a bunch of drama, and I think he's doing it for attention. And I think that if this other girl is so freaking worried about him, maybe she's the one that likes him.
Oh, whoa. What a turn.
Okay, that's all I got.
Well, thank you, ma'am. We love you.
Bye.
I love it. All right, who's the winner?
It's looking like I'm pulling out the win this morning.
I knew you would.
Surprisingly.
I had it in the back of my head that you were going to win this one for some reason. Maybe that I'm in the minority thinking of, just let it alone. It's fine.
I feel bad because it's like whatever side wins, that's the side they're going to go with. And now they're probably going to reach out to the friend. And what if the friend's like, you're crazy, nothing's wrong. And then it's all my fault for being Team Haley.
I have a ton of friends. I could name them. I probably want to name them, some of them. But it doesn't matter. I mean, they'll pop up every once again and they didn't show up for something and it's no big deal. This is not a big deal.
It happens.
Haley is the winner this morning.